PG or something.
But you, probably men wouldn't use that word.
No. I never have, and I don't think I've ever heard another man use it.
And before they had doctors to deliver babies, the woman that you might send for?
Midwife.
Okay. And say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he
favors his father?
Okay. Well, now, would you talk about looks or behavior when you say favor?
Well, that would be in looks to me.
Mm-hmm. What about if his behavior and mannerisms are the same? Then what would you say?
Well, I'd probably say he's just like his father or something like that.
Okay. And say if a mother's looked after three children until they're grown, you'd say that she's
raised three children.
And if a child was misbehaving, you might tell them, now if you did that again, you're going to get a
whipping.
Okay, anything else you tell
them? Paddling, or a whipping, mm-hmm. or a spanking.
What's the difference?
I don't guess there's any really.
Is, when you talk about spanking, are you using a switch or your hand, or?
Well, I think if you was going to spank one, I think you'd probably use your hand, would you? When you was gonna paddle him, you'd use a paddle, and if you told him you were gonna whip him, I guess you'd use a little switch or something of that nature.
What would you say to a real small child, maybe 4 or 5 years old? Would you say you're gonna give him a whipping?
No, I think you would just give him a spanking.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married is called a
bastard.
Any other expressions?
No, not that I can think of.
Anything old people used to say?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. A woods coat.
Uh-huh. Does that seem kind of funny?
Well, it's just an expression. It's, that's what they used to say, really.
Mm-hmm. Is it insulting, sort of, or is it a neutral word, or is it joking, or?
Well, I think it would be rather insulting, mm-hmm. really.
And say your brother's son is called your
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a
orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after the orphan would be his
guardian.
And say if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my
relatives.
Okay, any other words you'd use?
Kinfolk.
Okay. And you'd say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
relation, but kin is what you're thinking about. Eh?
Which would you say?
Well, I would say relation, but I know what you're thinking of. If the older people would say there are no kin to me or something like that.
Uh-huh. You think of the word relation then as being a little more standard, more educated or something like that?
I guess. So it just sounds a little better. I mean, really, it does.
And somebody who's come into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you'd call him a
stranger.
Okay. What if he came from a different country?
Well, then we'd call him a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. Would you have to come from a different country to be a foreigner?
Well, I suppose so. Mm-hmm. To me, you would.